Hey everyone, welcome back. I have to say, I'm absolutely thrilled to dive into something that's been blowing up in the crypto space. The launch of a SpaceX perpetual contract on Hyperliquid, accessed through Trade, XYZ, is honestly a massive moment. It feels like we're finally watching decentralized finance and traditional private markets truly collide.
It's definitely a fascinating development, and I appreciate the excitement. But let's be clear about what we're actually looking at here. This instrument essentially lets traders speculate on SpaceX's valuation without owning a single share of equity or getting any kind of corporate authorization. It's a purely financial derivative, not an ownership stake.
Exactly. And the numbers are wild. It's priced at an implied $1.78 trillion. Since it's a perpetual future, there's no expiration date. Instead, it relies on these periodic funding rates to keep the price anchored to a reference index. It's such a clever way to keep the market alive and trading around the clock.
The clever part is also where we need to pause and think critically. That reference index isn't built on audited financial statements. It's algorithmically derived from private funding rounds, insider valuations, and on-chain Oracle data. So, we're pricing a multi-trillion dollar company based on data feeds and estimates, not verified balance sheets.
I love how it democratizes access to a market that's historically been locked behind high net worth gates. But you're right, it does strip away those traditional regulatory safeguards. Since SpaceX is still privately held, there's no publicly traded stock or standardized reporting to validate what the contract is actually worth.
Precisely. Which means the valuation is entirely driven by market liquidity and trader sentiment. You're seeing a stark divergence between on-chain speculation and the company's fundamental corporate value. It really highlights a defining characteristic of decentralized derivatives. The price reflects capital flow and market psychology, not verified financial health.
And legally, it's operating in a bit of a gray zone. There's no official blessing from SpaceX, no partnership, and it's functioning completely outside the oversight of traditional bodies like the SEC and CFTC.
That's the crux of the debate. Proponents argue that open source protocols bypass traditional approval through community governance and code-based execution. But critics are sounding the alarm. Trading unauthorized derivatives exposes participants to severe legal risks. We're talking potential enforcement actions, frozen assets, and absolutely no legal recourse if things go south.
It's a bit of a Wild West, isn't it? And I worry about how this might ripple into traditional markets. Companies preparing for an IPO rely on stable, transparent pricing to set their offering and manage investor expectations. If we start seeing unregulated, sentiment-driven derivatives floating around, it could inject unwanted volatility and legal complexity right into the IPO process.
You're hitting on a major structural concern. Unregulated perpetuals on private companies could absolutely distort real valuations, fuel speculative bubbles, and create serious friction for both issuers and regulators down the line. This isn't just a niche crypto experiment. It's a broader DeFi trend toward tokenizing and trading derivatives on real-world private assets, from unlisted tech startups to private real estate funds.
And honestly, the opportunities here are huge. Decentralized derivatives can inject real liquidity into illiquid markets, cut through the friction and high minimums of traditional private equity, and finally let retail investors get synthetic exposure to high-growth sectors. It feels incredibly empowering.
The upside is substantial, but the risks are equally pronounced. Without regulatory oversight, these markets are highly vulnerable to price manipulation, Oracle data failures, smart contract vulnerabilities, and sudden liquidity evaporation. Participants also have to face the hard reality that a regulatory crackdown or a protocol failure could lead to irreversible financial losses.
It's definitely a high-stakes environment. I've noticed regulators are already paying close attention to this shift. They're having to completely rethink how they define markets, brokers, and securities in an on-chain context. We're probably going to see increased scrutiny, new compliance frameworks, and targeted enforcement actions.
Absolutely. This SpaceX instrument will likely serve as a pivotal case study in how regulators choose to classify and govern decentralized trading venues. Ultimately, it's functioning as a massive stress test for the entire DeFi ecosystem.
I couldn't agree more. It beautifully demonstrates blockchain's capacity to create synthetic exposure to virtually any asset class. But it also underscores how urgently we need transparent pricing mechanisms, robust investor safeguards, and clear regulatory standards.
Exactly. As DeFi continues to merge with traditional finance, the evolution of these unregulated private market derivatives will shape the future of global capital markets. The challenge ahead will be striking that critical balance between financial innovation and systemic risk management.
Beautifully said. Thanks for keeping it grounded while we explore these exciting new frontiers. Stay curious, and we'll catch you on the next episode.